It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 6th, 1943, Monterey Institute of Technology was founded. This is the first university ever connected to the internet in Latin America. 1954, President Eisenhower waved the neutron wand to signal a bulldozer for the construction of the first nuclear power plant. 1985, Franklin Computer introduces the ACE 2000 series, compatible with Apple computer systems, starting at $700 to $1,000. 1989, because of a computer error, instead of receiving traffic violations, about 41,000 people received letters in the mail charging them with crimes such as extortion, murder, and prostitution. 1995, Sony Computer Entertainment America unveiled the PlayStation game console at the Sony Plaza in New York City. The launch was publicized with an enormous demonstration of Ridge Racer on a screen in Times Square. 1996, an anonymous attacker uses a single computer to launch a DOS attack against Panics.com, the world's third oldest internet service provider. It's located in New York. And in 1997, version 4.03 of the Netscape Communicator Internet Suite was released. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, DigiSense, based in Oakland, California, announced its intention to acquire SendCelt, based in Israel, for a stock-for-stock arrangements. They both developed odor-sensing technologies. Also in 2000, the eDonkey 2000 peer-to-peer file-sharing application, created by Jed McCallum, was first released. Patrick Gregory, otherwise known as Most Hated, pled guilty to charges related in his role as a founding member of the hacking ring known as Global Hell. He's sentenced to 26 months imprisonment and fined $154,529 in restitution. RSA Security released the RSA algorithm for public key cryptography in the public domain a few days after their patent was set to expire. The relaxation of the U.S. government restrictions earlier in the year removed one of the last barriers to the worldwide distribution of cryptographic software systems. And U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff orders San Diego-based MP3.com to pay Universal Music Group $250 million in damages for the willful infringement of copyright. 2001, HDNet, a general internet interest television channel in the United States that broadcasts exclusively in high definition, was launched by Dallas Mavericks owner and billionaire Mark Cuban and Philip Gavin from studios in Colorado. Also in 2001, Microsoft introduces the Pocket PC 2002 at the Demo Mobile Conference in San Diego. It was codenamed Merlin. And the U.S. Department of Justice announced it would no longer pursue the breakup of Microsoft or the claim that Microsoft illegally integrated the browser with Windows. 2002, version 4.2.3 of the PHP programming language was released. 2006, AMD released the 2600 MHz Athlon 64X2 5200 Plus processor, featuring two 1024 kilobit level 2 caches. Apple released a new Mac Mini. The new models upgraded the processor And the $599 model went to a Core Duo T2300, 1.66 gigahertz. The $799 model was a T2400 at 1.83 gigahertz. And the systems featured 512 megabytes of DDR2 SD RAM, USB 2.0 ports, and FireWire 400 port. Also in 2006, the GPLviolations.org project prevailed in court litigation against D-Link Germany regarding D-Link's alleged copyright infringement in the use of parts of the Linux operating system kernel. Version 5.5 of the OmniWeb web browser for the Mac OS X was released, and Zimi released the alpha preview version of Swift web browser for Windows under a GNU general public license. It utilizes Apple WebKit. 2007, Gregory Kopiloff was arrested for allegedly using the LimeWire peer-to-peer file sharing software to get access to tax returns, credit reports, bank statements, and student financial aid applications. 2008, researchers create a photo of the day application which instantly turned Facebook users' machines into botnets. They warned that social networks were an ideal of attack platforms. NBC announced that they would be using Flash for airing Monday Night Football games on the internet. NBC used the Microsoft version in Silverlight for the Olympics. And Google launched GOI-1, the satellite from Vandenberg Air Force Base. GOI-1 could take high-resolution images with detail down to 16 inches. U.S. government had a restriction, though, on what Google could use publicly. 2009, Google's entry into the show Gourmet Chef, Preeti Mistry, was voted off the show. Preeti was the first to be dismissed for the season. And in 2011, Carol Bartz finds out in an email that she was fired by Yahoo. Therefore, she sends an email to Yahoo staff informing them, "To all, I am very sad to tell you that I've just been fired over the phone by Yahoo's chairman of the board. It has been my pleasure to work with all of you, and I wish you only the best going forward. Carol." And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.